Underground Preacher, checking in to the Underground Church. And today, we are continuing on our 8 steps series regarding healing marriages with step 5, forgiving the past. The past is usually something we run from due to the fact that we do not want to face the wrongs that have been done. The pain and the traumas are so hard to bear that we choose to bury them deep and run instead. We choose to leave the past in the past, sweep it under the rug, and consider it dealt with, hoping that time will heal the past. Well, it is only a matter of time before the rug is full, and then the past is resurfaced. The pain and the traumas are going to show up again. Time does not heal. Only God heals, and sweeping things under the rug will not fix them either. The proper way to address the past is by facing it with God, to allow yourself to go through the emotions and to leave the burdens at the foot of the cross in exchange for healing. Jesus Christ himself said in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." First, you must humbly come to Jesus Christ. Admit that you are heavy laden, you are broken, and you are wounded. Second, you must realize that you have intentionally or unintentionally hurt others in your brokenness, and vice versa, others have intentionally or unintentionally hurt you as well. At last, starting with your parents, your spouse, and unto anyone else who have hurt you, make a recollection of the things done to you. Allow yourself to go through the emotions. Cry. Let the tears flow. Take a deep breath. And forgive. Afterwards, starting with your parents, your spouse, and unto anyone else that you have hurt, make a recollection of the things that you have done to hurt them. Here also, allow yourself to go through the emotions. Cry. Let the tears flow. Take a deep breath. And ask God for forgiveness. It is best to do the recollection on your knees so you can cry out to God and pray all at the same time. That is a golden therapeutic moment with God, to let yourself go through the emotions, the pain, and let the tears flow while praying. That is so purging and so rejuvenating. We have a prayer called Healing the Past in our prayer collection, available for free download on our website, undergroundpreacher.com, under the prayer section. So you can use the prayer each time you recollect something that needs to be addressed. This might take some time due to the many years of traumas, but don't give up. Keep letting it out and keep on forgiving. And in time, healing will take place. Amen?
Amen.
Also, consider making amends when you can, of course, for your wrongdoings. I mean, go to your spouse, recall what you have done to them, and sincerely apologize. And if and when your spouse recalls other things that you have done to them in the past to hurt them, just be humble and open to receive it. Be quick to sincerely apologize, because sometimes some things that might mean nothing to you might mean everything to them. And apologizing in those circumstances would prevent conflict, calm the situation down, and bring comfort to their hurting heart. So be humble about it. Being the first to apologize, even when you are right, does not negate your feelings or make you weak. And it does not take away your truth either, not at all. In fact, that is a demonstration of strength and patience, because in time, God will heal you and lift up your head in return for your humility, as mentioned in James chapter 4, verse 6. But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humility, forgiveness along with apologies is how you address the past. That is the medicine that helps in healing the past. Amen?
Amen.
So come together. Work on taking that medicine towards forgiving and healing the past. And whenever you are ready, you can come back for our next step. That is step 6. United we stand. And until then, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I am out.